This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Five of the candidates for U.S. Senate met in a Tuesday night debate put on by the Council for a Better Louisiana and LPB, and the name-calling began immediately.
I am the one true conservative here tonight among those who are pretenders.
After his opening statement, Congressman John Fleming went after his fellow Republican, Congressman Charles Bustani.
Congressman Bustani said he agrees with 80% of Obamacare. Like Democrats, he would like to go line by line and fix it.
I never said I agree with 80% of Obamacare. That is absolutely false.
We have documented that he actually said that. So you can run, but you can't hide, Charles.
Fleming didn't stop there. He also attacked fellow Republican John Kennedy.
John Kennedy was a liberal Democrat.
That turned into open season on the state treasurer, with Democrat Foster Campbell bringing Bustani along on the hunting trip.
One of our opponents, Mr. Kennedy, has an ad where he jokes about suicide. He says, jokingly, I'd rather drink weed killer. The question is this, do you think Mr. Kennedy should apologize for joking about suicide?
Mental health is not a joking matter. I do think Mr. Kennedy should apologize.
I'd rather drink weed killer.
That comment didn't sit well with Campbell, who interrupted Kennedy's next statement.
I'm very proud of my legislative record. I convinced
you wasn't in the legislature.
As the only lady on the stage, Democrat Caroline Fayard was left fairly unscathed by the gentleman. But even she couldn't resist the urge, sniping at her fellow Democrat in her closing.
Foster Campbell attacks my family, and in so doing, denigrates me as an independent woman.
Election Day is November 8th. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.